Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Please hear me loud when I say this. Softness requires safety. If she does not feel safe around you, she's not going to be soft and let you handle things and all the different things. She's not going to do that. So you cannot demand the fruit of an environment that you have not cultivated.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. How is everyone feeling today? I'm on fire. Do we not see that we've been growing? First of all, shout out to those of you that have been subscribing to the Quality Queen Control podcast. As you guys know, for right now, we are making the incremental transition into making this the main channel. So Quality Queen Control podcast channel is going to be the main channel for right now. So I want you guys to make sure that you are subscribing. I'm not sure if my team and I are slowly but surely kind of doing a collab with the old channel and this one, just so that we can integrate whoever is not aware of that transition over to this channel as well, because we want to grow this channel a lot bigger than the Aisha Christina one, okay, which has over like 200,000 subscribers. So we really just need a nice fresh reset. And what better way than just to bring everyone over here? If you are listening, I want you to rate this podcast 5 stars if you have not already. And also leave something really nice to say as a review. That will really be nice. If you are watching this, I want you to like the video. And then in liking the video, you will be prompted to hype the video up. Yes, yes, yes. I want you to hype the video up. You get a certain amount of hypes, I believe, per week. So use one of the hypes to hype the video up so that we can get boosted into the algorithm and you guys can continue to hear more great episodes like this one, where we are talking about how men set the tone in relationships. All right. I want everybody to sit back, relax, and take some notes if you want to. So I want to talk about something that I think gets misunderstood when we talk about relationships, right? The fact that men, in fact, do set the tone. And before everybody gets upset, I'm not saying that women have no responsibility necessarily for the health of a relationship. However, I'm also not saying that a woman can behave however she wants and blame everything on a man. I'm really not saying that either. But this is about men, all right? I'm saying that when a man desires to lead in a relationship, he has to understand that leadership creates the culture. Leadership creates the culture of the relationship. And what men sometimes, or maybe oftentimes, fail to realize is we're reflecting back to you what you're bringing to our table. If you're going to bring kaflum, expect kaflum back. All right. And the culture that is created is going to influence the woman that you are with, right? Because you cannot constantly create confusion and then complain that she's anxious. You cannot create inconsistency and then you're complaining that she keeps asking questions, she's perpetually suspicious and yada, yada, yada. You cannot create an environment where the woman that you're with doesn't feel emotionally safe. And then you're gonna ask, why can't you just relax? Sir, relax where, all right? You haven't created anywhere for her to put her nervous system down. And leadership is more than just necessarily paying for dinner. And I think sometimes when we hear men should lead, we immediately think, okay, he plans the date, he pays, he opens the door, he makes the decisions. And those things can absolutely be expressions of leadership because they are, right? But leadership goes so much deeper than that. And I wanna take a pause here and just say that in dating, it is just really profound to me how different men do not understand certain things. Like what comes natural for certain men, I mean, I guess is not a rule of thumb for others. And please, men, do not skip out on chivalry. Chivalry should not be dead, okay? I know it's not dead, in fact. However, it's really just such an amazing thing to observe, the fact that some men genuinely do struggle with the concept of knowing how to be romantic when it comes to a relationship or in the pursuit of a woman. They struggle with how to show up and be romantic. And to be honest, it really just is, it's wild to me. I mean, I almost have no words for it because I'm just like, how does it not come natural to you to maybe be more accommodating or, you know, want to put your best foot forward when it comes to pursuing a woman? But I guess there really are some men that allegedly don't know. So can you set the emotional tone of the relationship when there's conflict? Are you an emotionally regulated person? Or if something is, you know, goes wrong, do you know how to communicate? The last thing you need is a man who doesn't know how to regulate his emotions. He shuts down or he gets too temperamental and hot and heavy over a situation where an environment is created where you're walking on eggshells. That is a recipe for disaster. Because now you don't want to mention anything when it bothers you. You don't feel comfortable mentioning anything when it bothers you because you don't want to be gaslit. You don't want to be made to feel or seem like you are making a big deal of something and it's important to you, but you can feel very strongly that it absolutely does not matter to him in any capacity. Nobody wants to be in a relationship like that. That is a recipe for disaster. So communication really is everything, and also radical honesty when it comes to being in a relationship as well, especially if you are someone that is within a marriage, right? It just really, in order for the health of a relationship to be sustainable, there needs to be open communication where you feel comfortable saying whatever you need to say to me, obviously discerning how to say something, because there are ways you can say something while still being honest, right? Because when you like somebody and you love somebody, your first thought is not to offend someone by speaking the truth, but rather to deliver the truth, but in a loving way, right? So like I said, communication is everything. So if you're upset, are you able to, as a man, express yourself, or do you disappear for 3 days? When you make a mistake, can you simply say, I was wrong? Babe, can you say it? When you tell the woman that you're with that you're going to do something, does she know that she can actually expect it to happen?
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio. If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
Let me tell you something. One of the greatest things I was ever told, right, by a guy that I dated was, a man only has his word. If a man does not honor his word, he has nothing. And I truly realize the significance in that. Because at the end of the day, men know men. Men know men. So they know, as a man, this is why I bring it back to the Love Island show, where Corbin was upset with Insincere because of the fact that Sincere was going to the boys and giving them a certain picture. Yeah, bro, I like Melanie, blah, blah, blah. This is what is going on. And then behind the scenes, he was giving a completely different story to Soul and whoever else that he was giving attention to. That's what he was doing. So Corbin looked at it as, wait a second, bro, I can't even trust your word, man to man. That seemed like he was very offended by that. And honestly, reasonably so, because why are you being two-faced like this, right? As a man, all you have is your word. And there's something so attractive about a man who just accepts radical accountability. I also remember in dating a guy, he mentioned to me, like, it's important to remember that everything is always your fault, pretty much. And I kind of like that mindset because it just shows, like, as a man, my job is just to fix it, create a solution, and that's it. And that is all. Like, it automatically puts you in the solution seat, right? That honestly is the approach that you want your man to have, if I'm really going to keep it a buck with you. But like I said, you're setting the tone. You can't perpetually be upset that she's nagging you for this and that and this and that when your words not align with the things you say you're gonna do. That's what we expect, especially as a woman. Now imagine you come home every night and you expect, if you guys have discussed that, for her to be cooking you a meal, right? At least, let's say, a couple days out of the week. Imagine coming home and there's always an excuse for why she didn't do it and this and that, when that's something that you guys had previously discussed. Now you're gonna be on edge, I'm sure, right? Wondering like, oh, like, man, can I get a home cooked meal or something like that? Like, what really is going on here, where she's telling you, yeah, no problem, I'm definitely gonna do it, babe. But she never gets around to actually doing it. Aren't you gonna feel like, all right, you've lost credibility in your word. I don't really know what else to say here. Like, it's annoying. But when you keep your word as a man, your word is bond, right? That is leadership. Leadership is not just, I'm the man, so just follow me and do whatever I say. Okay, but where are we going? You say ride or die? No, sir, no, ma'am. No, I'm not. Because where are we going? I'm not following you into confusion. I'm not following you into dysfunction. I'm not following you into financial irresponsibility or lack thereof. You have no finances. Won't be following you there. Certainly won't be following you to the pits of hell. That's a place that will never see me, okay? I'm not following a lot of you, okay? All right? Like, and I don't understand how some women are. Like, we really need to build ourselves up so that we are not subjecting ourselves, especially the easiest way to get conned, essentially, is to be intimate with some guy and now you're just like compromised and you can't really see straight. You can't really discern whether what's really going on because you've already created the soul tie, but that's a story for another day. But like I said, I'm not gonna follow you into emotional immaturity, and I'm definitely not gonna be following somebody simply because he announced himself as a leader. He tries to portray himself like a leader. No, I'm gonna discern as I need to, because I do believe in men being the leaders of a relationship. However, that does not preclude the fact that as a woman, we should have our opinions respected, and we should not feel like there's this hierarchy of, yeah, it's whatever I say and that's it and shut up. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Come on, grow up. But leadership has to be demonstrated. And that's where I feel like some men miss the mark, is you're not demonstrating leadership qualities, but you want to receive the benefits of being a leader. That makes no sense to me. Because if there is mistrust in the atmosphere, best believe that you created that environment. Argue with your mother. That is what you've done. You've created an environment where she's not feeling safe enough to trust where it is that you were leading her. And figure out when that started, okay? Go back in time and figure out when that actually started. Because women often respond to the environment. All right. And this is the part that I really want women and men to hear. Women often respond to the environment that they're in. Notice I said respond. I did not say women have zero accountability, but the environment matters. If you put a woman in an environment where she constantly has to wonder, does he actually like me? Is he talking to somebody else? Why did his communication suddenly change? Is he ghosting me? Why does he say one thing and do another? Why, when I ask him to do this, it takes him 7 months to finally like give me the correct turnaround time? Like, where is this relationship actually going? And eventually you're gonna start to see the manifestation of anxiety, because that is the foundation of what you've essentially created. Do you understand what it is that I'm saying? And this is where men fail to take accountability. If you want to be a leader, why are you leading her down this path? Why are you leading her? I posted something on my Instagram that made so much sense. I said that an emotionally available man does not need you to think less. He gives you less to think about. Think about when a man really is pursuing you, right? He almost leaves no room for question. I mean, you know for a fact, emphatically, that that man is feeling you. You know that he really likes you. You know how he feels. And you also know and clock the moment where things start to feel different, where all of a sudden you notice the dynamic has changed. Where all of a sudden you start to pick up, okay, he's slower to respond now. He's not answering me for like days at a time. Like you start to notice when that pattern starts as well. And so you're going to see the defensiveness, of course, men, when you are creating an environment like this. You're going to see the hyper independence. All right, it's fine. I got it. I'm going to do it on my own. And now you're feeling as a result in your mixed match mind, oh yeah, well, she doesn't even really need me, because that's the environment that you created. And this is why, as woman, when you're stepping into a dynamic, be radically honest with what it is that you desire in a relationship and what it is that you need, okay? Because inevitably, that man is going to try and get something from you, okay? If you know what I mean, if you know what I'm saying. And so you reserve every right, if a man's going to be asking for your soul, because that's essentially what it is. Your body is your soul. Hello, right? Let's not, okay, we're grownups here. It's your soul that controls your mind, your will, and your emotions. Be aware of this, okay? Knowledge is power, ladies. So you're going to, of course, show up in a hyper-independent way when there's a situation where you don't feel trusting. And why would you be giving your mind and your body and your soul to a man who hasn't even shown you that he can truly lead you? These are things that we have to think about. So yeah, from my perspective to a man, you're going to see a woman that's going to try and control situations because she doesn't trust that someone else is going to eventually handle anything, right? And the same man, like I said, they're going to turn around and say, why can't you be softer? Well, softness requires safety. Please hear me loud when I say this. Softness requires safety, all right? Yes, there are certain types of women, all the different things. I have a very strong personality, but I believe that's what makes me unique is the fact that I'm able to maintain being soft and ambitious at the same time. I know it's very difficult. It doesn't come naturally to a lot of people. I think that's what one of my purposes is on earth, is to showcase that, right? Like I have a strong personality, but it's not to the right man. I mean, to a traditional man, he's not going to see that as, okay, she's acting like a dude. Like she's being like a man. She's being very masculine. I've never even been described in that way before. And I think it's a delicate dance because not many women understand how to do that. But I do want to emphasize the fact that softness requires safety. If she does not feel safe around you, she's not going to be soft and let you handle things and all the different things. She's not going to do that. So you cannot demand the fruit of an environment that you have not cultivated. And woman, I think this matters for us too, because sometimes maybe we have been independent for so long that we don't even realize how much we're carrying. So we are making every decision. We are planning everything. We are fixing everything by default. We're anticipating everything. We're protecting ourselves. And we're basically saying, don't worry, I'll handle it, right? And then when you meet a man who maybe genuinely says, I got that, and actually proves that he does, then something in you can then exhale. And it's not because you're incapable, but I would say that it's because you finally don't have to be capable every single second. That is the key. Yes, I know I can, but it would be great to be offered the option of not having to, okay? Of course I can do this, of course I can do that, but I don't want you to coach me through it. In this context, I want you to accommodate and do it for me and demonstrate it for me. There's a difference, right? So when it comes to setting the tone, what does that actually look like? Well, if you want honesty in your relationship, you need to be honest. If you want respectful, you need to be respectful. If you want vulnerability, you create an environment where vulnerability isn't punished. Okay, men? If you want affection, be affectionate. If you want peace, do not introduce chaos every 3 business days. And if you want your woman to trust your leadership, then you need to become trustworthy. Where are you going? Where are you leading her? Not just blindly following you. And you have to be realistic of that. I think where the incongruency starts to rear its ugly head is where you're unaware of your behaviors and how they're translating, but you have expectations that don't align with the environment that you have created while you maintain the lack of awareness of the environment that you've cultivated. And now we just have a bunch of kaflum where we're just in a circle jerk where you don't understand her. She's not understanding you. She's reacting to the environment you created. You don't think you've created that environment. You don't have the awareness that you created that environment. So now you're just confused, right? But if you want a woman to feel secure in the relationship, then you have to stop making her decode your intentions. That, my friend, is setting the tone. You want her to be soft. You want her to feel glamorous, all these different things. Okay, but you don't take her anywhere. Your life is boring. You don't do anything. And then what's up with the men who want the hottest girls ever, but you're not even in shape? Look down. Can you see your toes? But you want the hottest thing walking, right? There's some incongruency there. You want what you cannot and you do not possess. How does that make sense, right?
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
And I think this starts extremely early, especially in the dating phase. How you approach a woman sets the tone. Are you intentional? Do you actually plan the dates? I don't want to hear you planning a date the day of. Hey, looks like I'm around, so would you mind going out for dinner tonight? Sweetie, no woman on earth, unless you're desperate, Deborah, wants to be given last minute plans. You want to know, you want to have your outfit, especially when you're dating someone, you're setting the tone. You want to have your outfit ready for them, you know, ba, 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 ba. You want to feel like you were considered before the day, not that you were just dropped off in the middle of the day, like, I've nothing else to do. And for you, for some odd reason, it can read as spontaneity, and that's just what you like, and that's what you enjoy. But I'm telling you right now, you're not gonna attract a good quality of woman, if I'm going to be honest with you, if you are going about dating in that way. You're always going to meet women that are probably very desperate and don't really have that much belief or confidence in themselves, because no truly respectable, more traditional woman would want to be considered last minute for a plan just because you just happen to have free time. That type of spontaneity is for established relationships even, all right? Not in the very beginning stages, even 3 months in. I think that that's like, still a brand new dynamic. I mean, you shouldn't just be, hey, out of nowhere, hey, I'm around, you want to hang out? It's like you, and especially again, in the first month, don't nobody want to hear something like that. I'm sorry. Do you plan dates? It showcases, I thought about you. I thought about this as a plan. It's also showcasing those leadership capabilities. What can you do when you're not prompted to do so? Otherwise, you're gonna meet a lot of masculine women who are like going out of their way to plan. Hey, so how does Friday night sound for you? Great, I was thinking we could do sushi. All right, so I'm gonna wear this. How about you wear is that the woman that you want? Right. Do you communicate clearly, right? Do you follow through? Do your actions match the interest that you claim to have, sir? You came to me, baby. I didn't come to you, you came to me. So again, this is for mature people. If you're gonna express interest in somebody, right? I'm not talking about just for the sake of getting between the sheets. Grow up, get help, right? Do your actions match the interest you claim to have? Otherwise, leave her alone. Or are you giving her crumbs? And then you expect girlfriend level investment, okay? Because you're teaching somebody how this relationship is going to operate from the very beginning. This is why I say everything matters in the beginning. Everything matters all the time, but it especially matters in the beginning because it sets the tone. This is why you go out of your way where you find you're always having to teach him how to do this, things like that. It's always going to be like that. It will always be like that. Okay, some men, maybe the exceptions to the rule, they can catch on to something and make the, adjustments. But for the vast majority, no, girl, okay? Exactly what you're seeing is what it's gonna be. When a man is first meeting you, his sole objective is to not only pursue you, right? For whatever his reasoning is initially, right? We didn't initiate that vasopressin yet. But whatever that is, his main objective is to impress you, right? He's supposed to show you why you should be with him and consider that, right? So that's why he's bonding with you. He's communicating with you. He's giving you phone calls. Maybe you guys are FaceTiming. He's very communicative with you is the point. But courting sets a tone. This is why I'm such a believer in intentional courting, because if the beginning of the relationship is WYD, come over, last minute plans, it's convenient because he just happens to be free, or it's sexual conversations before you even establish any sort of emotional intimacy, red flag. And you can shut it down, ladies. Let's not forget, you don't have to be like, dang, well, I'm really feeling him, so let me just feed into it. Yeah, so what you got on? That's sexy. I want to, you got some pics you want to snap. Now you guys are exchanging inappropriate photos and pa, 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 pa. You just took the line and just scribbled all over. Like, you just really just ruined it. Now you feel dumb, because I know you do. You do feel dumb, and you should feel dumb because that was dumb. You're now feeling like, dang, I think I took it too far. Now you feel stupid. This guy did what he did to fix himself. You're grown, okay? And now you're just stuck thinking like, oh my gosh, I think I took it too far. I shouldn't have said all those explicit things in the way that I did, because we haven't even established any sort of emotional true connection. We are nothing at this point, but interested individuals, you understand? And we've already had like a deeply explicit actual conversation. And for all my Christian girlies out there, girls, you already know this isn't something that we should really even be having to worry about, right? Like, everything needs to be done decently and in order, right? So like I said, no real dates, no conversation about intentions, no consistency. And somehow we're shocked that 6 months later that the relationship doesn't have any structure. You built it without structure. The beginning of the relationship is where you are establishing. This is how I communicate. This is how I pursue you. This is how I handle your boundaries. Hello, men, I'm talking to you. This is how I handle disappointment. This is how I show interest. This is how I treat you when I'm not getting exactly what I want, okay? That's why I tell women to pay attention during the courtship, because you shouldn't just listen to what it is that he's promising you. Watch the environment that he's creating around you, all right? And we have a responsibility too, as ladies, right? You know, a man can create a healthy environment, but women are still capable of destroying it, right? Like, we understand that very well. We have to understand, as women, we have agency. Which is why if a certain conversation is going toward a certain path, steer it back, okay? Women also have accountability. We have responsibility. So I'm not just giving us permission to say, well, I acted crazy because he didn't lead me correctly. No, I understand that. No, ma'am, we're grown. You're still responsible for how you also behave. If a guy's gonna set a booby trap for you, well, sweetie, don't fall in it, all right? But I do believe in a healthy masculine feminine dynamic. A man's leadership can heavily influence the climate of a relationship. I stand 10 toes down on that. And as a woman, our response can either nurture what it is that he's building, or we can tear it down. It's reciprocal, right? And even when we think about biblical leadership, it looks different. And because you guys know faith is very, very important to me, I have to bring some scripture into this. People love talking about biblical submission, but somehow we whisper through the part right before and after where it says husbands are given an enormous responsibility. In Ephesians 5, it tells us that husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Do you understand what kind of leadership that describes? Sacrificial leadership. Hello? And let the church say, type amen in the comments is what I want to see. Not, I'm the man, therefore you do what I say. No, Christ's leadership wasn't rooted in ego. In fact, all, you know, current believers that are in the faith understand that God gives us choice, power. God is not down here forcing us to read the Bible and do this and do that. He's not forcing us, okay? We have choice, power. It was rooted in service and sacrifice and truth. It was rooted in protection. It was rooted in responsibility. It was rooted in love. So if a man wants a biblical woman, he should also ask himself, well, am I becoming a biblical man? I don't care about your God first in the bio. That means nothing to me. You got a scripture in the bio, Romans 12. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. If your life does not produce anything of the sort when it comes to the fruit, there will always be fruit of how a person claims to be and what they actually are, right? You are what you do, not what you say. You understand. Now, because biblical leadership is not a privilege that gives you control over somebody, it's a responsibility that requires something from you. And peace is one of the biggest indicators. And one of the biggest things that I pay attention to now is what happens to my peace around you. Not the butterflies, not the chemistry, not the sexual attraction. Not whether or not you're handsome, you're hot, not whether or not I get excited when your name pops up on the phone, but what happens to my peace? Do I feel secure? Do I feel respected? Do I feel like I can communicate honestly without being punished for it? I'm telling you, it's very rare, unfortunately, but it's not impossible. There are great men out here, guys. There really are. Like, where you feel truly safe and comfortable to say what you feel and you don't feel like you're being punished for it. Do I know where I stand? Do your actions consistently match your words? These are the things that we are looking for when it comes to leadership, because chemistry can make you feel butterflies, but the inconsistency is what's gonna be giving you anxiety. And sometimes we as women mistake the anxiety for passion. Oh my gosh, I can't stop thinking about him. Baby, that's because sometimes your brain is trying to solve a puzzle, all right? That's not necessarily your husband. You might just be confused. And the woman that you're asking for, okay, requires an environment that men will sometimes describe, you know, the woman that they want a feminine woman, they want a peaceful woman, they want a supportive woman, they want a woman who trusts them, okay? Well, what kind of man would that woman naturally feel safe being those things around? Because you can't just ask somebody to trust your leadership. You haven't even demonstrated anything, all right? That's what it is at the end of the day. So if you're gonna call yourself a leader, you have to recognize that leadership sets the culture. So ultimately, when I'm evaluating a man, I'm not only asking, do I like him? I'm asking, what kind of relationship seems to follow this man's character? Does his presence produce clarity or confusion? Peace or anxiety? Consistency or instability? Low effort, okay? Is he not really putting in any of that work? Is he looking to just meet you out of convenience? Does he inspire trust because he is trustworthy? You know, does he make responsibility feel like it's shared? Or does being with him feel like you've now adopted another responsibility? Because honestly, ladies, the man you choose does not determine who you're dating, but he will have a tremendous influence on the emotional environment that you are living in. So don't only choose based on the chemistry, pay attention to the tone that he sets, okay? So if you want to lead as a man, right? Create an environment that's worth following, all right? Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, ladies. And gents, okay, this episode was also for you guys on today. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. I'd love to hear about an experience maybe besides, you know, typing amen in the comments if you have watched this far. But I'd love for you guys to explain, you know, share an experience maybe you had where a guy has set the tone for you in a relationship. And then some of you can share where a guy has not set the tone and you've ignored it and that's become detrimental to your happiness. So with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.